WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Ouch!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is straight up 6 o'clock. It is Monday, March the 4th. Mostly cloudy, near 70 today.
Ooh.
I was looking, we're going to be like closer to 75 tomorrow.
Oh, so very nice. It was nice yesterday.
Oh, it was. Right now, 48 in the NRV, 49 in Lynchburg, 46 in Roanoke. And what's on your mind this morning, Miss Monica?
Antoine, and your binge watch weekend.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
Because you suggested the movie, Adam Sandler's movie,
Spaceman. Yes. It's a drama. He steps out of his comedic role.
Chris.
I saw so many comments on that movie. I'm like, okay, this is not a movie I would even like.
No, I tried twice. The second go around, I said, what is this? It should be called Depression.
Now,
Sad Man.
With that being said, Monica is a well-known Adam Sandler hater, so you cannot take Monica's word for it because she hates everything Adam Sandler does.
I watched the movie and I said to myself, I'm a little concerned for Adam. I was like, why did he do this? What is this film about? Is he all right? Somebody check on him.
That's what it is. He made that movie so people care about him more.
Yeah, I thought it was a cry for help. I did.
He's alone. He's an astronaut. There's some creature in his space shuttle.
I was like, what in the world? Somebody call the brother.
Yeah, I heard that it's similar to Interstellar in a bit, and I hated the movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey. And I'm like, okay, this movie's not for me, so I'm not even going to turn it on.
Interstellar with a sprinkling of sadness and depression.
Yeah. Well, listen, all of my recommendations can't be home runs. Every once in a while, it's a stinker. But speaking of the binge watch weekend, something that's on my mind this morning is that I saw the best and the worst movie of my life on Friday.
The best and the worst.
The best and the worst.
Okay, what'd you see?
Dune 2.
All right.
Dune 2. I saw that Friday matinee, the opening day, and that is easily my favorite movie and my least favorite movie.
How so?
Because it's a great movie. Oh, it looks great. I'm so invested, emotionally tied into all the characters.
Okay, that's good.
Monica, ask me the name of a character.
Okay, name one.
I can't. Chris, ask me what the movie was about.
What was it about?
I have no clue. But the movie
How did that happen?
I cannot explain anything that took place in the movie without giving away exact scenes. But the overall theme, overall plot of the movie, I cannot explain it, but I love the movie. Like, I want to see it again. I loved it that much.
Okay.
I just have no clue what was happening.
I watched the first Dune just like a couple weeks ago, so I'm in for this one.
Yeah, you will, but you need to watch it at the theater, though. It's definitely a big screen kind of thing. You have no clue what's happening, but you will enjoy every second of it.
Which is that my comment about the first Dune. I watched like 45 minutes of it. I was like, I have no idea what's going on. There was no action at all. I'm like, man, this is boring. So I'm clocked out on the Dune. However, I did watch something over the weekend, and I'm totally not into reality dating shows. But whatever reason, got sucked into Couple to Thruple, and I finished that this weekend. It was actually kind of good. And I think the reason why I watched it, because it's something that I don't understand. And sometimes, you know what, I'm like, you know, I don't think that's my thing, or I don't understand it. But I'm always open to see other people's perspective on things. And it was kind of good. And
I'm always open.
And I was surprised at the couples that lasted, or the thruples, I should like. Yeah, so.
See, I watched the movie I have no clue about. You watched a TV show we have no clue about.
I thought it was good. I would recommend it if you want some trash TV.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Shout out to Dr. Deborah Lee. Newest villain, newest enemy to the K92 Morning Thing. Dr. Deborah Lee is a sleep expert, and she says that you are drinking your coffee wrong every single morning.
What are we doing wrong? We just pour it in a cup and it's hot?
Monica, let me ask you this question. When do you drink your coffee?
Oh, I mean, first thing, as soon as I can get it. So it's like, you know, it's right when Starbucks opens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as soon as you can get it, Chris, when you do have coffee in the mornings, is it first thing in the morning or do you wait a little while?
No, I get it first thing in the morning. Because I get it in on the way to work. Mm-hmm. And if I just don't drink it then or soon after, it's just going to get cold.
Deborah Lee says we're doing it wrong. Dr. Deborah Lee, she says that you're supposed to wait 3 to 5 hours after waking up to have your first cup of coffee. She said that when you wake up, your cortisone levels are at its peak, That's your primary stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus. So really, you are making your body immune to the caffeine, to the coffee, because your body's already good to go when you wake up.
Thank you.
You need to wait until you dip down some and then have your first cup of coffee.
And what time does Dr. Deborah get up?
I don't know what time she wakes up.
Yeah, I think she needs to stick with her own schedule, her own routine, do what she does.
But the example that she gave, she says if you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you don't need your first cup of coffee before 10 a.m. But more than likely, noon is the first time you actually need a cup of coffee. If you want it to do the job you're paying it to do.
All I'm going to say is Dr. Deborah Lee is just plain rude.
Yes, she is. She really is.
I don't agree with this. I feel like that I need my coffee right away.
Yes.
Because there's days where I don't get coffee. Today, I didn't get coffee. I got something else. And it's not hitting
the same
if I would have been halfway through my coffee by now.
So we don't like Dr. Deborah Lee.
No.
Deborah Lee got to stay to the sweet cookies and the sweet treats and stuff.
We need to take her license away. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. If you get the answer correct, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancerlot Sports Complex.
And today's question is about pets. Because according to a study, 67% of people allow their pet to do this one thing with them. And we have a Chris on the show, but we also have a Chris on the phone. Good morning, phone Chris.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I was trying to think of, like, how can I differentiate between the two Chris's? And phone Chris was the only thing
phone
that popped
Chris.
In my head.
Hey, so
I apologize.
Listen to Chris. He's like, hey.
That works.
All right. So, Chris, go ahead and give us your answer. What are people allowing their pet to do?
Allowing them to sleep with them.
Allowing them to sleep in the bed with them? Yep. According to this poll, 67% of people allow their pets to sleep in the bed with them. And I have to be honest, this was from a study that said America's dirtiest sleeping habits.
Oh.
So phone Chris, how do you feel about pets sleeping in the bed with their owners?
I mean, I have a Shiba and a Pomsky, and they both sleep with me. So
you have a what and a what?
A Shiba Inu and a Pomsky.
Okay.
Why are your dogs so fancy? Do they drink tea?
Say what?
Your pup sounds so fancy. I've never heard of either one of those breeds ever in my life.
They're just ones that we found, and we did some research on them. So.
Okay. Yeah, and I get with the pet sleeping in the bed, because back when we had our beagle Brownie, yeah, she would sleep in the bed too. So I know, and I know Harley.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Radio Chris, does Harley get to sleep in the bed with you?
Of course he does.
And it's funny because initially I'm like, no, there's no way. But I did dog sit for a week, and I could see how it's so easy to be like, come on up here, get in this bed with me.
Baby. Yeah. All right, well, you got those tickets. You have the 4-pack of ice skating passes for Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton, K92.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber Criminal Edition.
You know, after there's been so many stories in the news over the years, I think one of the jobs I would be scared to do would be a driver of a Brinks truck.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Easily, because I'm going to be honest. Every time I'm driving and I see a Brinks truck, in my head, I'm like, could I do it?
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, gosh, I wonder if the driver's nervous, thinking, oh, gosh, as soon as I get in this car, I'm a target to get robbed. Uh-huh. Well, unfortunately, there is a guy that robbed an armored truck at gunpoint last week, and it happened outside an ATM in broad daylight. Well, an unknown man jumped the driver of a Brink security armored truck. He flashed a gun, and then the driver got down on the ground and gave up the money.
Okay.
Well, the money wasn't good enough. He also stole something else. I'm going to have you guess what that was before I reveal the correct answer. Antoine, what do you think that thief stole other than the money?
I think in addition to stealing the money, he also stole his lunch.
Okay. Oh, I'd be mad.
And that's what I actually, I was like, lunch. I would think that it'd be something food related, because he's hungry after all that. Your adrenaline's gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So lunch. You're starving.
Yeah. The answer is wrong. No. He actually stole the driver's pants.
His pants?
Was he pantless?
He was nervous.
Was he? No. Oh, did he have an accident and he needs some pants?
I don't know, but reports say that he stole the driver's pants to ensure the guard could not retaliate.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, because in the pants you might have, more weapons, keys, or a phone or something. So, okay.
Yeah, so all this was actually caught on somebody's phone. Somebody recorded this. And to add even more insult to injury, the witness filmed the pants removal, which wasn't a smooth process. The thief started tugging the driver's pants off and had trouble getting them off. So the driver had to help him take his pants off.
So all this has happened. They're recording. No one called 911?
No.
They just, he's like,
hey, you mind
we got to get the footage.
You record this, I'm going to go viral, then I'm going home safely.
Oh, yeah, man. And I guess we could assume the guy that was filming it didn't intervene because the guy had a gun. So he's like, oh, I'm going to get this on video so at least I can have proof that this happened.
Oh, man.
But I'm not going to try and get involved in this because I could get shot. Anyway, last we heard, the police are still looking for the guy.
Okay. Mm. Well, they know what kind of pants to look for.
And he has a terrible phone. They still looking for the guy? He's like, what in the cheap-ass phone did he have?
Yeah, I mean, why stop at cash when you could also upgrade your wardrobe, right? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
You know, sometimes we linger. At least I do. You should be going home.
Doesn't surprise
and
me.
You just hang out a little too long. So after workout, I am that person that hangs out in the parking lot. Well, shoot. Actually, you know what? Even at the grocery store, I'm that person that hangs out. If I run into you and I know you, then I will carry on the conversation. And I realized it may be a problem when I ran into one of my friends at the grocery store in the parking lot. It's raining, and I wanted to carry on a conversation. And clearly, he had places to go, and it's raining and cold.
What is it about the parking lot that makes you want to linger in it?
I don't know. It's just like the open space, just carefree. Hey, you know, let's catch up. And I realized not everyone wants to catch up. They want to hop in the car and go.
Now, when you say you linger in the parking lot, does that mean you sit in your car for a while before you back out of that parking space when there's other people waiting for that space?
That's happened on occasion, too. But, yeah.
It's funny that you will linger there, though, because, and we've talked about this off air years ago, that I've always believed that the place that you linger is a place that you genuinely enjoy being at. Like, you don't want it to be over.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like at the grocery store, that does not check those boxes.
Right.
For me, and shout out to Franklin County High School, because I'm going to be there on Friday, pep rallies is where I linger. So, you know, I go there, I do my thing, the energy is crazy. Then after it's over, I find myself not wanting to leave because that energy is just so high. It's just
hanging
so,
out.
I'm like, oh man, no, let's go for another hour. Tell them buses to wait. And I linger at like pep rallies after I'm done DJing.
And have you noticed any people, like anybody walking around thinking, is Antoine going to leave at some point?
No, so that's the other thing. They reinforce it. They come by, they chat, they talk to me.
It's their fault.
They ask if they can help me with anything. And that's the other reason I linger. Because I don't really like when people help me with my DJ equipment. Because I have like an order. I have a place.
Okay,
so I'm
lingering
so that people will leave so I could break it down by myself. But yeah, like I'm a big lingerer too. Just not at grocery stores or after workouts when I really want to go home.
Okay. Well, I know I'm not alone in it. You know, I mean, text in to 52353. Where are you hanging out at?
Where do you like to linger? Where do you think people are wondering, like, is he ever going to go home or is she ever going to go home? Text the show. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Now, I asked you the question, where do you linger? Because I tend to hang out in the parking lot talking to people. Even though they're trying to get somewhere, I'm that person, let's catch up on stuff, you know, if I see you. And we have text to 52353, Carol of Blacksburg. She says, I linger at church. The energy is always great. And I hang out for a little too long. And my
mother used to do that as a kid. And I tell you what, I couldn't be more angry. There is no place as a child I wanted to leave faster.
Did you wait in the car sometimes?
Like, no. I had to stay in there with her. And I couldn't run around. I had to sit in those hard pews. I was so ready to go
home. But you look cute in your little suit.
I was adorable.
Oh, listen. And we have another text that says, not trying to be rude, but are they asking if they can help Antoine so he can get the hint to start moving out? Because Antoine was talking about where he lingers.
Yeah, because I like to linger after pep rallies.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, shout out to Franklin County High School because I'm going to be there for a pep rally this Friday. And after the pep rally's over, we've partied for like an hour and 15 minutes, however long it is. And then it's over.
Yeah.
And I linger. I hang around and I soak up that injury. I mean, the injury. that energy.
Yes.
That energy. And maybe this text is right. Maybe they are trying to help me leave because they're ready for me to go, but I'm waiting because I'm ready for them to go. So like we're both waiting on the other person to leave. So I'm going to ask them on Friday. I'm
okay.
Like, hey, do you need me to leave right now?
Now, typically, is the pep rally at the end of the day or is it in the middle?
It's at the end of the day.
Okay,
it goes right into the school, the pickup or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to tell you they definitely want you to leave because they want to go home.
Gosh,
day is over.
Now, Chris, are you a lingerer of any sort?
Well, the only place I can really think of right now that I linger, and I do this all the time, is when I go to the movies. After I come out of the movie theater, I walk around and look at all the posters for the upcoming movie. So I just kind of linger and I walk through both. If there's two sides, they're probably thinking, oh, he's going to try and sneak into another movie.
Okay, that's yeah, me. Yeah.
But no, I do like to, I just like to stroll around the theater and look at all the coming soon posters, because a lot of them is like, ooh, this sounds good. Or, you know, a lot of times a movie poster will look good and then you go see the movie. It's like, okay, the poster was much better than the movie.
Okay.
A representative from Franklin County High School just texted in to 52353 says that, no, we do not want Antoine to leave. We're just being polite. We want to help him.
That sounds like Antoine typed that up.
I like,
you know, he texts us to 52353. Antoine. All right.
Don't text back. My phone's going to go off.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And it's time for songs you only hear at the grocery store. Songs that you completely forgot about till you're walking down the aisle and you hear a song come on. It's like, ooh, this was my jam back in the day.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So I made a list of a few songs I've heard this past week shopping at Kroger and going through Walmart. Here is the first song. See if you remember this one. Pillow Talk from Zane.
Oh, Zane, yes. Okay. You could have kept that going.
That was like baby making music right there.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to that entire song because it kind of sounds familiar, but then it kind of doesn't.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, that was a big hit back in, I think, 2014. That was his first solo song after he left One Direction. Mm-hmm. It was a big hit, but you don't hear it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this song.
Uh-huh. That makes me sad, though. The song came out 10 years ago, and it's already in the grocery stores. Yeah. I feel like we need at least 15 to 20 years before you end up in Kroger.
Man. Yeah.
All right. Here is another song that I heard this past week. Remember that Frankie J and Baby Bash obsession?
Yeah, I felt like they were always crying.
Yep.
Oh, it was whiny.
It did sound kind of sad right
there.
Like, somebody hug these boys.
Yeah, that he had the song Sugar Sugar, which we still hear on a regular basis, but totally forgot about Obsession. That was his very first big hit. And coming up next, the third song I heard this past week, I heard this one walking through Walmart.
People feel like that while in Walmart sometimes. I'm on the edge! On the edge!
You don't The edge!
You don't go to Walmart unless you're on the edge. Like,
I'm on the edge!
You know what? I'm waiting for someone today.
Man!
Yeah, Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. We don't hear that song as much as we used to.
No.
And I was like, oh yeah, this is one of the really good Lady Gaga songs that have kind of fallen in the wayside.
Uh-huh. I feel like that's a Peloton kind of song.
You can keep going hard.
If you're a Peloton bike or Peloton treadmill in the class, like that's probably one of the songs they would play.
Yeah.
All right. So the songs I heard this past week, Pillow Talk by Zane, Obsession by Frankie J and Baby Bash, and Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga. Which of those grocery store songs is your favorite? Which one are you going to add to your throwback playlist? Water from Tyla and Travis Scott on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And I need to call you out, Chris, because I think that you're wasting your money. A significant amount of money, and I just can't understand why anyone would make these purchases that you're making.
Okay, what are you trying to say? What do I need to get your approval on going forward?
And text in to 52353 if you do the same thing that Chris does. Chris still to this day buys movies and TV shows online. Maybe just movies. You still purchase movies. With all the streaming services in the world, the Netflixes, the Hulus, the HBO Max, the Paramount Plus, you still buy movies
Yes,
that you could probably wait until they streamed, and I feel like you are just wasting your money.
No, the reason why I buy movies, first of all, I've always been a movie collector. I always bought DVDs, and a lot of times I like to watch movies multiple times if I like the movie.
Yes.
I'm not one of those, I'm good to see a movie once. No, I like to watch movies over and over again, which is why now that I have Vudu, online, and I just purchase movies through there, so I have a digital catalog right online that I can watch movies
whenever.
Anytime I want. And to answer your question, not everything is streaming. Movies come and go from streaming, so if I own the movie, I can turn it on and watch it whenever I want.
I just can't think of, and I have a close friend who does the same thing as you, Chris. I just can't think of a time where I wanted to watch a movie a second time or a third time, and I could not find it in a streaming service. Everything that I've ever wanted to watch, I've always been able to find streaming. And if I wanted to watch it another time, maybe it's moved from that service to another one. It's just...
you could find it.
Yeah.
There's a way to find it.
And I used to collect movies like you do, Chris. Mm-hmm. Like I have a bunch of DVDs from the 90s and the early 2000s, but I haven't bought a movie in at least 10 years because... the streaming service. I'm already paying one price for them.
No, I want to have it on hand whenever I want. I can just open up the app and click play.
Okay, and so with that, if I wanted to, like, you know, like, Chris, you got a movie that I really want to check out. Is there any way for you to go into that streaming service and just send me?
Yeah, can you share those movies? Can you share it?
No. Well, I would have to...
selfish.
I'd have to give you the password to my account, and you can log in and watch movies.
See? Okay. Ain't the same, Monica. See,
it's not.
Monica,
it's
you want to come over to the crib, I hand you the DVD, and I tell you to bring it back, and you never bring it back.
That was the whole thing.
Text in to 52353. Are you like Chris? Do you support purchasing movies online, even though that you can stream them? Are you a movie buyer? Text into 52353. Let us know.
That is new from Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault, from the Mean Girls musical that was released back in January. On K92, it's The Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And speaking of Mean Girls, the musical, we were talking off the air about DVDs, movies that Chris has bought, because I just find that to be a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that Mean Girls, the musical, is one of your most recent purchases, right?
Yes, it was, and I wish I hadn't bought it.
See?
I mean, it doesn't compare to the OG. I was like, I wasted $20 on this. Now, I'm not saying that I don't feel like I've wasted money on some of these movies.
Okay.
I was looking at my digital library. I have 655 movies.
Goodness.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out if I am the outlier, because I do not purchase movies. I do not, because I got my streaming services. So you're texting into 52353, letting us know where you stand on Chris buying so many movies.
All right, so we got a text in here. It says, I still buy movies because sooner or later the internet will go down and people won't be able to stream. I'll still be able to watch my movies.
All right, so we have a movie night at their house.
Yep.
Popcorn.
And another text says, absolutely still buying movies and streaming apps, and my mother still rents the Redbox. I always wonder who's using that Redbox.
The one outside of Kroger.
Yeah.
And then someone else, I mean, all support for you, Chris. He said, we don't buy movies anymore, but we still buy physical music. We love our vinyl, CDs, and tapes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. I have bought some vinyl recently over the past couple of years.
That's okay.
And I even bought a record
that's
player,
fine.
Too. So
vinyl is okay. Yeah. CDs and cassette tapes are not okay. I'm sorry. You have a problem.
We're going back to them. Antoine's going to be running with that Walkman.
That's going to be me. I need 4 AA batteries.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we're playing K92's Wordplay for your shot to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Trey Kennedy on March 13th at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. And let's go to the phones. Who do we have on this morning?
Let's say good morning to Samantha. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Samantha, do you allow your friends to call you Sam or Sammy, or do they have to say Samantha?
Well, my Nana calls me Sammy Nick.
Sammy who?
Sammy Nick.
Sammy Nick. Can we call you Sammy Nick, or is that just for Nana?
You can.
Oh, okay.
Sammy Nick.
Nice. I'm sure there's worse names she's been called.
Right? All right. Well, check this out, Sammy Nick. You're going to play K92's Wordplay. You have to decide right now, who do you want to partner up with? Do you want to partner up with Miss Monica Brooks? Or for the first time in the history of Wordplay, do you want to partner up with me?
You.
You're going to go with me?
Oh, she's going to jump in your head, Antoine. Yeah. You ready?
Let me get a breather, because it's my first time doing it. So I'm
excited.
I might stink it up, Samantha, because I'm so excited. Just awarded. All right, but that means I need to go out to the soundproof chamber.
All right, get on out of here. All right. Here's your first word. I want you to predict what you think Antoine is going to say. The first word is circus.
Clowns.
Circus, okay. Clowns. Okay. The next word is phone.
Case.
Okay.
Phone case. The third word is eye.
Patch.
Eye patch. Okay. The fourth word, book.
Worm.
Bookworm. That's a good one. And the last one is always a name, Megan.
Fox.
Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. Good. All ones. Right. So we got to bring Antoine back on in here. Yeah. Come on.
All right. Okay. I am back now. How did Samantha do?
She did very well.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're feeling good about me winning these tickets for her?
I think you're going
to
do it.
Yeah. She just has to get 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Whew. Deep breath, Samantha. Let's go. We're ready.
All right, Antoine. The first word is circus. What do you think she said?
Circus. This game is a lot more difficult on this side of it. I am going to say circus animal. Circus animal.
And what did you say?
Clowns.
All right. That's all right.
Significantly
that's,
better go to answer. The next one. I'm warming up though, Samantha. Mm-hmm. Stay with me.
All right, Antoine, the next word is phone.
Phone. I'm going to say phone call. Phone call.
What did you say?
Phone case.
Phone case.
Not off to a good start, Antoine.
That's
remember,
okay.
You got to get at least, you got to match your own at least 2 of them.
All right, I got this. I'm starting slow and finish strong. Uh-huh.
All right, the third word, eye.
I don't know. Eye patch. I don't know. I was going to say eyeglasses, but let's go eye patch.
All right, and what did you say?
Eye patch.
All right, got a match.
So I figured out the strategy. Think of my answer and then think of something completely different. That's what I have to do.
All right. Remember, you only got to get 1 more to for her to win these Trey Kennedy tickets. The next word is book.
Book. I'm going, ooh. I wanted to say bookcase. I wanted to say bookshelf. I'm going to say bookcase. I'm going bookcase.
All right. What did you say?
Bookworm.
Bookworm. That's a good one, too.
They said, bookcase.
Bookcase is a good answer.
That's all right, answer. All right. Sammy had a great answer.
All right, no pressure right now.
Uh-huh. All right, the last one is always a name, Megan.
Megan, okay.
There's several popular Megans.
Mm-hmm. All right. I really want to say Megan Thee Stallion, but because Love is Blind is super popular right now, and that one person feels like they look like Megan Fox, I'm going to say Megan Fox. We're going Megan Fox.
And what did you say?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox!
And did you thank Megan Fox because of Love is Blind, that show? Have you been watching it?
I have been watching it, but no, just because that was the first one that popped into my head.
Okay. All right.
I am sweating over here. Shout out to you, Samantha.
You did it, though.
Congratulations. You're going to see Trey Kennedy at the Berglund Center on March 13th.
Thank you.
Anyone you want to say hi to this morning while we have you on?
My Nana.
Your Nana?
Nana.
Of course. Shout out to Nana. Nana and Sammy Nick.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
This is going to be the sweetest thing that you've heard all day, that you're going to hear all day. And if it is not, if you hear something sweeter than the good news story of the day, then I will refund you your money 100%. It's also free to listen to the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. But this, I listened to the audio to prepare it for this segment, and it hit me right in the feels because there is a grandmother who left an amazing gift to her granddaughter. 20 years worth of saved voicemails that the granddaughter left on the grandmother's phone from when she was 3 years old to when she was 23. She clipped it all together. So I don't have all of them, thank goodness.
I wondered whose grandma was this technologically advanced to do this.
But here are the voicemails from Paley to her grandmother and both of them talking about the cherished memories.
It's me, Grandma. I just got a new scooter, and it's pretty. I love it. Grandma, I thought maybe you could come over and watch G-Force with me. You can come over if you want, okay? Hi, Grandma. It's me, Paley. I just wanted to say goodnight. I love you, and I miss you.
You know, I got the job. I got the job on the spot. I'm just really happy. It's the little things in life that we can stitch together to make our life so cherished.
The memories we overlook the most tend to be the memories that we appreciate later on in life.
Oh, that was really sweet. Oh, the growth in the voice is like a Folgers commercial. So,
it went from the first voicemail of saying when she was 3 years old, saying that she got a brand new scooter, to 23 years old saying she got the job on the spot. And just so many memories and moments in between. Just calling grandmother to say goodnight.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all got me all in my feels this morning.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
See, now we need voicemails. Oh, now I got to leave voicemails?
Yes. I like to save voicemails. And yeah, you got to start doing it.
Okay. Monica, I'm going to save all 47,000 of the voicemails you leave us.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, potato. Potato, 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 potato.
K92 Morning Thang, playing a little hot potato. And I'm not sure if you guys know this, but today is National Grammar Day. Grammar Day. So we're going to play Hot Potato. It's verbal hot potato. I'm going to give you guys a category. You're going to go back and forth, naming things within the category. You have 20 seconds. Whoever gives me the last complete answer will win that round. First to 2 points wins. And the reason I brought up National Grammar Day is because all three of our topics are school related.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I thought about having you guys go back and forth naming prepositions.
Oh, yeah. He said no.
Wasn't too confident.
No. I had to phone a friend, call Hendrix.
Yeah, please don't do that.
All right, so we are going to start with Chris. You're going to go first. Your first category, and I want you to be as specific as possible within this category. School subjects. Go.
Algebra.
Chemistry.
English.
You say history?
No, he did not.
Okay, history.
PE.
That's a good one.
Geometry? You said that?
Yeah, that works.
You said it?
No.
Home economics.
Algebra 2.
Okay.
That counts.
Calculus.
Then AP Chem.
AP Chem counts. And listen, that's a point for Monica. Algebra 2 counts because that's my favorite class I ever took in high school.
Yeah, I had that. AP Chem.
I will tell you, algebra is the only class I ever got an F in.
Oh! Really?
I got one F in my entire 12 years of school. It was in algebra.
See, I was
awful at math.
See, that's that was the chemistry. That was a class where I was taken to the office because they thought that I was sleeping all the time because my eyeliner was so heavy.
Oh.
And so, Mr. Dallas, I was always up. I was paying attention.
Yeah, sure you were. And just to be clear.
Wait a second here. Explain heavy eyeliner.
Before Amy Winehouse, I was rocking Amy Winehouse.
Thick.
I would say that it was very thick.
You had raccoon
and so,
eyes?
Yeah, I did. And so he always thought that I was sleeping in class. But I'm like, I'm looking at you. But anyway.
And just to be clear, Monica, I'm the judge. So you just say the answer and I'll let you know if something's been said.
Oh, yeah. I was like, did I say that? Okay.
Every time. Did you say that? Let the judge worry about that. All right. Your next category, Monica, we're starting with you. You get a point here. You win. Reasons that kids are tardy to class. Go.
Dog ate the homework.
Overslept.
They needed to finish breakfast.
They missed the bus.
Threw up.
They couldn't find anything to wear.
They broke their big toe because they stumbled over some toys.
Ouch.
They left their lunch and had to go home and get it.
Yeah.
Okay, they got in trouble fighting their sister.
Huh? They.
Oh, they did that one to Monica. Monica's fighting siblings. Of course, you'd be the one to come up with that one. Good job, Monica. I'm proud of you. You don't have to go to the principal's office.
Love It On Me from Jack Harlow on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And I owe you an apology, Chris.
Why is that?
I owe you an apology because earlier on the show, I was calling you out for wasting your money.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you were wasting your money because you buy movies. To this day, you will still purchase movies even though you can just stream them, not for free, but you've already paid for them. And we got so many text messages of people coming in at 52353 being Team Chris on that topic.
Mm-hmm. Look, don't knock it until you try it.
I mean, I've tried it before. It's a very overrated experience. I don't like it. I'm just more surprised that people still do it.
Well, I think we all have that one thing that we like to spend money on. Like, I know a lot of people, okay, my addiction is shoes.
Yes.
And people have, like, video games. Well, I like to collect movies, so that's why.
Yeah, and like someone texted in and said, if the internet ever shuts down, movie nights at Chris. We're going to go to Chris.
That's right.
Chris said he has 655 movies purchased. I know where we're hanging out for at least 6 months.
Now, wait, that's how many I have on streaming. Now, if we have no internet, I can't stream it. And I don't have a DVD player anymore, so we're SOL.
Well, now that's just sad.
We can play a game of cards or something.
I was about to say, time to play Uno.
Okay. All right.
But all week long, something fun to be excited about. Trey Kennedy tickets at 8:20.
Yep, so we're going to play Wordplay, and you can win those tickets. He's going to be at the Berglund Center, at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater, March the 13th. If I can get that out. 13th.
You got it out.
Yeah, it.
So make sure you are a part of the K92 Morning Thing family all week long. But before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing nugget. If you want to fly, give up everything that weighs you down. Fly, birdie.
That was very insightful. No. Until your fly birdie at the end.
And oh, shoot.
That ruined the moment. Everything was good until then. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.